Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. On Sunday, the Giants go for their fourth win in a row when they play host to the Green Bay Packers at MetLife Stadium. Now, although these teams are in different divisions, they know each other quite well, having met the last couple of years, including last year's Giants win at MetLife Stadium. But there's a different subplot to this game because the Packers do not have their dynamic quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. They'll be starting Scott Tolzien, a player that was their practice squad quarterback just a couple of weeks ago. But this game really comes down to the point of attack once again. If you look at the thread with the Giants' turnaround here over the last couple of weeks, it's all about being able to control the opposition's run game. Now, they showed a few leaks last week in the win against the Oakland Raiders. Rashad Jennings averaged over 4 yards per carry. But the Giants must be really stout against the run this week against Eddie Lacy and the Green Bay running backs. Because what better way to take pressure off a young quarterback like Tolzien than to be able to run the football and get themselves in second and shorts, in third and shorts. So it's incumbent upon that Giant front seven to do the job that they've been doing. Control that line of scrimmage, get Tolzien in long yardage situations. The other thing for the Giants is running the football. They've done it over the last couple of weeks with volume, but the Giants are going to need their passing game to get going a little bit as well. It has been sporadic at best, and they're going to have to start being able to mix in some explosive plays. Now, that does not mean getting away from their core right now, which is running the football effectively. But the Giants need Akeem Nicks, who's averaging over 100 yards a game in his four career games against the Packers. Victor Cruz and Ruben Randle to open up that field a little bit so Eli Manning can keep this team in balance and on rhythm. And if the Giants can do those things, they're looking at their fourth consecutive win. That wraps it up for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.